Talk to me.
Welcome back to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We are speaking with Frank Solano of BestHealthAndBeautyStore.com and WayToGoGPS.com about what e-tailers should expect when working with wholesale suppliers. Frank, before the break, we were talking about some terminology that is useful to be familiar with when speaking with suppliers. You mentioned, for example, MAP, the minimum advertising price. What are some other terminologies that would be good to know?
Yeah, get down to the nuts and bolts of running your e-business and be familiar with the credit terms, net 30, 60, or 90 that you might establish where it's a credit account and you pay them within those days. When operating your site, you might get to a point where you need to do FTP, which stands for File Transfer Protocol. And you might, you know, that's something that's a Windows-based term. However, it's a folder where you have your inventory in your system or on your server, and you can transfer direct between your server and your supplier. And so that becomes useful. The other term might be PO, which is another back to the freight / slip shipping and inventory terms, and that's, you know, a purchase order number that's going to be important to you after the sale, and you'll have to perhaps go back and reference that with your supplier. And then back to the programming, I'm going to bounce a little bit back and forth here because it all kind of interacts. And API, and that would be another interface, which stands for Application Programming Interface. And that's a source code interface that computer programmers use, again, to get your e-business connected with the supplier. And that becomes important because they're going to be throwing these terms out to you that you might want to be familiar with. And there's a great resource. You can go to Wikipedia, and they have a whole library of all these codes. You enter them in there. If you're not sure, make a list, write it down, and then you can look these terms up to help you in dealing with the supplier. Call them back, and you'll be more informed.
Right, and I should also say, Frank, that in our free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right at WorldwideBrands.com, we do have a chapter there that deals with those things as well, with the details of the things that you've mentioned, which you know, people can just download for free, too. And Wikipedia is a great source for stuff like that. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about, Frank, what are the key times that you think you should contact your supplier and check on stock? Because, you know, we all know that at certain times of the year, any time during the year, you don't want to run out of inventory, right? You don't want to get down to the last few that you have, reorder, and then find out that the supplier is out of the product and you've got orders coming in, right? That's not a good thing. So what would you do about that?
Well, you know, the best thing to do is to pre-plan, absolutely. And the answer a lot of times is depends. Evaluate what you sell. The best times to overstock your product, for example, ski jackets don't sell very well June through September. I mean, know your market, determine the highest demand periods, because it's all seasonal unless you've got one of these year-round products, and there are a lot. But holidays are key times, and you might want to stock an excess inventory on Father's Day. You might stock a lot of razors if that's what you sell, or shavers. But so you really need to know your market and know the times when those peak periods happen.
Right, and especially as you mentioned, the holiday season, because, you know, there is a situation with suppliers where a supplier, if they reach the end of the year, December 31st, okay, and they are going to get taxed on the physical inventory that they have still in the warehouse in the coming year. Right. They try to get down to just about zero inventory by the time by the end of December each year. So you're in a situation where your supplier is trying to figure out how they're going to sell exactly what they have right now through the Christmas season, and you're figuring out how you're going to have enough to get through the Christmas season. Right. So it's kind of a balance there. You really have to stay in touch with your supplier, don't you? I mean, especially through the holidays, you're going to want to say, you know, once a month, once every 6 weeks, just, you know, say, look, call them up and say, this is my best selling product. You know,
exactly.
Do you foresee a time where you're not going to place any more orders, where you're going to be out? How's your stock now? Should I order extra right now? You know, and then, of course, it all comes down to what you think you're going to sell. Right.
Exactly. And once you have all those interfaces set up with your supplier, you can see the inventory levels. You can see how much they have on their shelves and kind of pre-plan, okay, I'm running low on product X. I need to order some more before the peak period, whatever that time of year that is for you.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
And especially, you know, another thing to remember is when you're doing drop shipping, you also want to keep some of that drop shipping product on hand. Wouldn't you agree, Frank? So in case you do run out of stock, you still can fulfill the order yourself.
Absolutely. You want to have a backup inventory. You don't, you know, you may not want to, depending upon the size of your product line, you may not be able to financially or physically be able to house all your products, but your best sellers, absolutely, you want to be able to service your customers and not turn away sales.
Yeah, you know, I remember an incident years ago when I had an electronic darts shop that I had, one of my online stores, and it was Christmas time, and the supplier ran out of a certain product, and I had, I think, three or four of them sold that people were waiting to put into their Christmas trees. Now, if someone's buying a dartboard in the summertime, you know, I don't feel bad about telling them, you may have to wait a couple of weeks. You know, look, we've got a backorder situation, I'm sorry, we'll refund you, or you can wait a couple of weeks. But when I'm thinking about a Christmas tree and little packages under the tree, I actually went out and found those at retail stores, and I bought them, and I shipped them to the customer, and, you know, forget the profit. I want to keep my reputation with my customers. You know?
Absolutely. There's just times where you're just going to have to go ahead and do whatever it takes to service your customers, just to keep them coming back. Remember, every customer that turns away is one that's not coming back.
Right, right.
Now, Frank, you know, if you do have a problem with a product, how do you approach your suppliers to get it resolved?
Well, when I've set up my arrangements in the past, I always make sure that I familiarize myself with their return policy, their refund policy, how do they handle misshipments, and most of the time, in my case, it has been pre-established. There's always special circumstances, like a product recall, but most suppliers will honor the policy that you've initially set up for them. Unless there is like a product recall or a special circumstance. I've actually had things happen where a product, the customer says they never received the order. Well, they received it to the address on their form, but they forgot. And things, little issues happen like that. That's just real life. But with the actual product, the supplier will more than likely honor their commitment to keeping your relationship with a refund and return policy.
So basically, the refund and return policies that you kind of use those as a guideline for your own business, right?
Exactly.
The refund and return
policies
of the wholesaler.
I see how it's going to impact my business. Am I going to be out the cost for the product problem, or, you know, is the cost really going to be borne by the supplier, and I need to find that out.
Right.
So that's something you need to find out.
Now, in your experience, Frank, what are the normal methods of placing orders with your suppliers?
There's several. It depends on how technology-based your supplier is. But if they've got a website, that's probably the number one. You can fax them an order, you can phone in an order, you can email an order, and then going back to the original, you can do a direct API interface where the customer orders from your site, and all you get is a notification, and the fulfillment has already happened. It goes right to them, and they fulfill the order and send you the purchase order number that you've made a sale. So there's several different ways.
Right, so, and that's a lot of that generally involves, I know I've done that before, and that kind of involves you know, hiring someone who can do a little programming on your website, perhaps, and
correct.
Have your orders directly. As soon as your order comes in, your site automatically emails the supplier and says, send this to that, or, you know, whatever. So that's not something that you really need to learn yourself, is it? It's something that you the supplier has for you, right, or someone else can
do for you. And they're going to give you the code, and they're going to tell you what your programmer needs to do. That's definitely upper-level programming stuff that somebody else needs to handle for you. You need to run your business and worry about sales and marketing.
Right. Colette?
Oh.
I'm sorry, I thought you were going to say something.
sorry about that.
Frank, let's talk about normal methods of payments that suppliers accept. And even let's talk about international suppliers if we could, too.
Oh, sure. I have dealt with international suppliers, and I've dealt with local national suppliers. The normal methods that a lot of them accept right now are, and in both cases, a business checking account. If you've already established that, they've already verified you and credit checked you, they'll probably accept that. I have used a credit card, a business credit card, a certified bank check. When I'm dealing with international suppliers, there is a supplier right now that I'm considering working with in India, and they are require a certified bank check. So it depends. There's money orders, and then there's credit terms, which you could do net 30, 60, or 90, depending upon the supplier.
Right, and that's the catch-22 there, is when you're applying for credit terms, they want to see who else you have credit terms with. And if you're a fairly new e-biz, you're not going to have those credit terms, so that's where you get into using your credit card until you build up,
right?
Until you build up a relationship with them, and then they say, absolutely, okay, you've been working with us for 6 months, we'll give you terms, right?
Exactly. And you may also wind up having to put a bond down, and it may be a certain amount of money that they require until a certain period goes by, 6 months, a year, until they've established that you're a good e-tailer.
Right, right.
Now, what about in the case of dropshipping? I know you've done some dropshipping. What have you found has been too high or excessive for the handling fee?
Well, the dropshipping business is its own different machine. It's just kind of something you really have to watch out for, because there are a lot of suppliers, but if you're stuck on selling, let's say, sleeping bags, and there's only one supplier, whatever the fee is, then you're pretty much going to have to go along with it if you can work, make the margins work out for you. I strive not to pay a drop shipping fee because you're already absorbing a sales and marketing cost. They are absorbing inventory and storage and shipping costs. So it's a good relationship, but you're moving the product for them. That's what I strive for. However, if you must work with the supplier that charges a fee, evaluate your margins, and is the fee going to make you less competitive? If it makes you less competitive and it doesn't work out for a profit for you, then move on.
Right.
Find a different supplier.
Right, right, absolutely. I mean, your dropshipping fee is a cost of goods sold. Now, a lot of people will tend to pass along that dropshipping fee as the handling charge in shipping and handling when you ship to people, but you also have to keep your shipping reasonable. Right.
Absolutely.
So, generally, it looks to me like the more expensive the product, the slightly higher the dropship fee can be. And that, of course, that dropship fee is being charged because of the warehouse handling that they have to do of those individual products to send them out for you. So, a perfect example, Frank. You know, keep it within your profit margins, and see if you can make money on it.
Right.
So. Now, getting product images for a supplier's products, I wanted to talk to you about that briefly, but let me just look at the rest of the questions we had for you here, because we've only got about a minute left. All right, let's talk about how you decide what to charge for your products, since competition can be so aggressive online.
Yeah, that's just the question I get all the time when I'm discussing my business, and there's numerous ways to figure that out. You should be familiar with your market. And the way you do that as an e-tailer is go to shopping portals. See what people are charging. I visit shopping.com, Amazon, Frugal, eBay. I look at all these sources of information, and I kind of get an idea of what the profit margins are on some of these things based on my cost.
Right.
I charge a fair price that covers my profit margins, but I never try to be the lowest price, because you'll never figure out the best way. Somebody else will come in lower.
It's a losing game, right? You get into a downward spiral, lower price, lower price, lower price, where you really just want to maintain the perceived value of the product and go with your price.
Absolutely.
Well, that is our time today with Frank Solano of BestHealthAndBeautyStore.com and WayToGoGPS.com. Frank, thanks so much for being here. Coming up next, our Product Source of the Week segment, when Product Sourcing Radio continues. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
There are only two ways to get out of debt. You inherit it, or you earn more. If you're looking for the right opportunity to work from home, be with your kids, and earn enough money to live the life you've always dreamed about, then log on to workfromhomewithus.com. If you're like most of us, you're thinking, can I really make money at home, or is this a ripoff? Workfromhomewithus.com is the program you've heard about on the top three radio networks in America, with some of the most credible talk show hosts talking about it. Why does the program work? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com has personal business coaches who are available daily to support your success each step of the way. We provide you with ongoing support, mentoring, goal setting, hands-on training, everything you need, because we want you to succeed. Log on to WorkFromHomeWithUs.com and we'll rush your Getting Started package to you immediately. Start the process to earn more money right now at WorkFromHomeWithUs.com.
If you're in the market for high-quality, value-priced promotional products, then go to shopgponline.com. Do you need polo shirts, caps, jackets, bags, or mugs with logos to build company pride? How about awards, electronics, or watches to recognize deserving employees? Need something else? You're sure to find it in the over 500,000 promotional products we offer. Many of the items we provide come from our top suppliers that produce top-quality, internationally recognized name brands. These are the same durable, long-lasting brands that you'd pay a premium for at the finest retailers around the world. That means you get the highest possible quality at the lowest possible price. Get the promotional products that will expand your brand, explode your sales, and excite your employees. Go to shopgponline.com. That's shopgponline.com.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.